Okay, great. Okay, welcome everybody. We have two meetings, so we will start with BOE and then we will move into regular commission. We will call the BOE meeting to order at 2:04. First order is to approve the minutes of the March 18th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number two, approve BOE assessor approved review process report.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number three, approve Board of Equalization hearing process report.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number four, approve or deny petitions to BOE to hear continuing property tax exemption after filing deadline.
Do we have recommendations on this one that we need to talk about?
Yes, there was three of them.
Awesome.
Did you have any questions on the recommendations? It was two of them we believe applied on time online, but we have a glitch with the online system. So we have no problem with that. The third just didn't file, but they are personal property only, and there is a personal property exemption through the assessor's office. So we feel that they didn't meet the unanticipated circumstances, but they could file for a legislative exemption with the assessor's office based on the value of personal property. It's just their office.
So essentially, they'll be held harmless without denial.
Right, it's still exemption.
Okay.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Anything down there?
No problems.
Make a motion to approve item number four as per recommendations.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great. Number five, approve or deny revocation of a 2026 property tax exemption for Arches Academy.
For whatever reason, they just decided they didn't want to apply on that account. I'm not sure why, but I did attach their email that said, we will just pay taxes.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
If only they were all that easy, right?
Right. I'll make a motion to approve item number five.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, number six, approve or deny petitions to BOE to hear appeal of actions related to farmland assessment or urban farming after expiration.
Yes, so this is a new one. A couple years ago, the legislature built in a late provision for greenbelt appeals, which hadn't existed before. They extended the deadline 60 days and then gave them an additional 60 days after the deadline to file late. Essentially, just think of it as a late valuation appeal. And we've made a recommendation to accept the petition based on the petitioner's reasons. They seem pretty reasonable as an extraordinary circumstance. So,
motion to approve.
Second.
Very much so. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great. We'll take one more motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and then we will hold tight to switch to the commission meeting.